Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Very happy to say hello to this man right here.
Mostert going to get it, going to run right, and going to have a big run. Down to the 10, makes a move, and he's in for the touchdown.
Raheem Mostert was very, very good in Baltimore, had a career afternoon, left Jimmy G saying.
He's ready to roll. I mean, he always is. He's got burst to him that's like no one I've ever seen. And it's just, I don't know, the guy, he's ready when his number's called. You got to appreciate him for that.
Absolutely dazzling performance from Raheem Mostert. 49ers running back, special teamer extraordinaire on the dial pad guest line. We're very happy to have you back here, Raheem. Damon Ratto and Kolsky on 95.7 The Game. I know you wanted to walk away with a win, man, but you got to be awfully happy with the way that you ran. Congratulations. I thought it was a monster afternoon out of you.
Oh, thank you guys so much. Yeah, it was it was tough getting that loss, but I mean, hey, you know, sometimes you just got to look at the positive on the other side too.
At what point do you have that I'm feeling it today feeling?
If in the game it's just like one of those, hey, I'm feeling it, I'm feeling good. If the coach is going to let me keep going, you know, let's just see how it goes and just make the most out of your opportunities.
What did you find it easier running the way you did, even though the weather was bad? Was the field that good, or are you just a superior mutter?
Well, I mean, I tend to think that I'm a superior mutter because you know I like to get grimy when it's in the rain like that. Being from Florida and everything, you know, I've been used to that. So it was one of those games and. I mean, it was one of those, you know, you just got to feel the turf and make sure your foot is right at the same time because, you know, one slip can cause, you know, loss of downs or whatever the case may be. And, you know, now you're feeling frustrated and stuff like that.
I'm already resigned to being the goofball on the show, so I'm going to throw this one at you. I was told I have to ask you what your Xbox gamer tag is.
My Xbox gamer tag is Mosterati31.
I like that. It's a Maserati, essentially.
Yeah. But I added a little twist to it because, you know, Mostert, my last name.
I appreciate it. All right, so here's the question I really have for you. Obviously, you're a running back, but you've been known most of your Niner career for what you do on special teams. Is there something like that you feel you had to prove to the coaching staff to get the opportunity, or was it just a matter of when it comes, I got to show them I'm that guy?
You know, it's a little bit of both. You know, I really just play my role, you know, as being a special teams guy because I enjoy that stuff. But you also have that in the back of your mind where you want to play, you know, running back your original position and, you know, make the most out of your opportunities. That's what I feel like I always try to do is just try to make the most of my opportunities.
Raheem, how much does it take out of you as a gunner when you're carrying it that many times?
You know... Actually, I didn't play a single snap at gunner during the Ravens game because they wanted to keep you
fresh
for a running back. Yeah, exactly.
I'm curious, if I was the guy who was going to fill in for you as gunner, what's the key to being a great gunner on a punt team?
You know, just having patience and, you know, really seeing the scheme of everything, especially how, you know, the defenders lining up on me. Every time I look at them, I try to see, like, hey, what's his tendency? He's leaning a little bit to the right, so that means he's going inside. He's leaning a little bit left, so that means he wants me to go outside. So, I mean, it's all those little factors that, you know, I try to accumulate and try to help, you know, my guys, especially the younger guys who go out there like Mosley and DJ Reed. Those guys really ask me questions because they're a student of the game.
It's always amazing to me that in a speed in that position built in a sport where that position is built for speed, you say patience is the first thing you need. Patience and speed don't seem like they go out on many dates together.
Right, right. Yeah, you know, it's the game is all about having some patience too, you know, making sure that you have the right footing and the right read. So, yeah, I would definitely say patience. It does help with speed too.
How much better did you feel at the end of the game because you didn't have to do much special teams work?
You know, actually, this was my first ever game having, you know, that many carries. So, I mean, I roll with the punches, and I actually felt it a little bit more toting the rock. So, it's one of those games where, hey, look, I know I'm not going to be playing special teams that much, so that means I have to give it a little bit more effort and, you know, be more involved in playing at the running back position.
7.7 yards per carry. Like, next time it's 4th-and-1, let's hand it to you, don't you think?
Yeah, you know, depending on the situation, you know, that's just the way it plays. It's all about situational ball.
Is there any difficulty for players after a big game that you lose late to get geared up for the next one, especially when it's one as big as New Orleans at New Orleans? Or do you turn it off and as quickly as you would after a win?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those games where, you know, we just got to really shake it off and, you know, go and get ready for our next opponent, because that game is going to mean a lot. And it's going to come down to, you know, where we're at in the playoff picture and the seeding and all that type of stuff. So it's one of those times where you just really got to move forward. It's that every week's a new week.
But did this one linger longer than even the loss to Seattle?
I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say lingering on, but, you know, we watched the film yesterday, and it was one of those, hey, you know, this is what we got to do to get better. You know, we got to make the right reads. We got to make the right throw. We have to catch the ball, and especially on the offensive side of the ball. Yeah, we had sat down and just talked about those things. And, yeah, you know, it's just, like I said, it doesn't necessarily linger on. It's just we got to get over it and move on, because, you know, our opponents, the Saints, and, you know, we know what we have to do with them.
So the guy you're catching the ball from when you do catch it, Jimmy Garoppolo, the last three games have sort of looked from the outside like he stepped it up a level and found more consistency and sort of made less mistakes than he had earlier in the season. Do you see anything different in what he's done over the last few weeks, or in your mind, is it just sort of all clicking now?
You know, he's definitely, you know, is doing his thing, you know, and making sure that the guys are accountable and, you know, in their right reads and spots and stuff like that, especially throwing the ball, because, like you see, Jimmy's being more consistent. He's doing all those things like you see out of a quarterback. Especially, you know, being late, you know, coming down his last stretch, we're going to need everybody to step it up, because we know what's ahead. And, yeah, you know, he's doing a great job, and we're always behind him, and we're always going to support him, because that's our man, you know. So,
Raheem Mostert here on 95.7 The Game. One of the themes of today's show is normally teams that start 9-1 really don't have to run the table in December to get a home playoff game, but that might be the situation the 49ers find themselves in with the Seahawks winning last night. We all know what happened when you face Seattle. There's a game that if you handle your business in week 17, none of this will matter. Are these scenarios things that you guys think about? I know coaches don't talk about this, but players amongst themselves, are you starting to do the playoff math?
Nah, you know, you can't really do the playoff math right now. We still got a lot of ball left, how we see it, and we're just going to take each week one at a time and get ready for that opponent for that week. I'm not too sure if guys do talk about it, but I know that we're not too worried about it. We're just trying to play ball and, you know, try to get some wins the best way we can and, you know, have our foot step forward every time.
It's your second double down road trip of the year where you're not coming back to San Francisco in between games. You're going to be hanging out in your home state of Florida. What does that mean for you guys? How is it going to differ at all as you prepare for New Orleans? Or did preparing for Cincinnati just means, like, you've done this before. You're just doing it in Florida, not Ohio this time.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a great time to be down here in Florida and, you know, get ready for this game. Because it's an indoor, you know, facility and our indoor stadium. And so element and weather isn't going to be too much of a factor. So, you know, just this week is just going to be nice for us because we're going to be able to, you know, bond a little bit more, especially towards the holiday seasons, as you see, where we're not able to be with our families. You know, we still got each other and making sure that we're all good and, you know, doing the right thing so that way we can finish the rest of the season.
Have you ever played a game in the Voodoo Dome before? Are people telling you about how loud it gets in there?
No, I have not played a game in the Voodoo Dome, and I've heard multiple stories about how crazy the fans are in there and, you know, the atmosphere and all that. So, you know, how I see it is it's going to be a neutral site because I know our fans are going to show up because, man, every game we've gone to so far, I really felt like a home game. So, especially for these away games, even in Baltimore, we had a lot of fans cheering for us. So, we're going to see how it goes this week when we play the Saints. But like I said, it's going to be a nice atmosphere, and I heard nothing but great, crazy things about it.
It's a lot like Purdue Northwestern.
You leave Northwestern alone, Ray.
Yeah, it's like a little bit of that.
We'll get to Purdue, Indiana in just a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. They probably didn't warn him.
Man, come on, guys.
Quick question. Where's the Oak and Bucket?
Unnecessary.
It's in a spot where it's not supposed to be.
It's in a spot it's not usually in. I'll give you that much.
Exactly. Unfamiliar territory.
I want to ask about Sunday. I mean, obviously, Kyle Shanahan is getting a ton of love this year for being a tremendous offensive play caller. And I think those of us who've watched him sort of knew he was capable of that. And this week, you'd go down to face another one in Sean Payton in New Orleans. And I'm just curious, as someone, particularly at the running back position, I think for those of us who are not super football experts, it's hard to distinguish what a good play call in the run game does differently for a running back. Do you feel the advantage of having Kyle Shanahan on your side when you're out there? Do the holes seem bigger? Like, what is the effect of having a good play caller for a running back?
You know, it just opens up everything, you know, for as far as the pass game, too. And it just makes you feel like, man, we're driving it down the field. Like, we can't be stopped right now, you know. It's that type of feeling, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
You know, just driving down the field, he's calling a play, and it's being executed. You know, it's giving you the extra boost, that extra confidence to, hey, look, nobody can stop us. We're going to go down here and score every time we get the ball. You know, that it just helps out so much in the game.
Confidence is contagious.
Exactly.
How about Daniel Brunskill, who did an incredible job, I thought, filling in once again for an injured Joe Staley?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Brunskill, man, he's doing a great job. Him and school, both of them.
Yeah, with two starting tackles missing so much time in a year, normally, like, that's a step backwards. It really hasn't been. I'm just getting a note here. Sorry, says that Matt Breida is trending towards playing and suiting up. How's he feeling?
Did we lose Raheem?
Oh, did we lose Raheem? Feel like we lost. We shouldn't have said that thing about the Oaken Bucket.
Yeah, that's it. He hung up as soon as
he heard that Breida was playing. He went out to work out.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know what? This is a week where I think you get a heavy dose of all three guys because, especially in New Orleans, it's keep the ball out of Drew Brees' hands whenever you can, right?
Absolutely.
Well, I think that's standard when you're playing a good quarterback. The question is whether they can do it because they haven't been able to do it for a while. And I know that some of that is Shanahan's choice, but a lot of it is just game circumstance.
By the way, Raheem is back with us here on the dial pad. Guest line, I got to play this. I got to play Raheem in with a highlight. You already heard the long touchdown run from a conversation that we had a year ago.
Don't let them try to fool you.
Or even try to school you. There you go.
There you go. That was good stuff. Raheem, back with us here on 95.7 The Game. How much Bob Marley have you been listening to lately?
Pardon me?
Last year, you and I, we had a little Hoosier Boilermaker duet over some Bob Marley. I enjoyed it very much.
Hey, yeah. I definitely remember that, man. That was truly a blessing. I love that. You played that over, and that just got them.
Don't let them try to fool you.
Or even try to school you. Yeah, there you go.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, that was amazing.
See, he wouldn't have done it this year after Indiana won, though. It's good got that on the books last year.
I got to ask, did you and Tevin Coleman have a bet on the game?
Oh, yeah, you know we did, definitely.
So what are you paying him this week?
I had to pay him about a good $200.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was a very good bet because Purdue came back and they were finishing, man. They were trying to get that W.
Did you watch it, or were you just getting updates?
Oh, I was glued to it.
Yeah, look, we might not be Michigan, Ohio State, but we're watching. Well, we watch.
Come on now.
Like, you might have been in one of those places where that one wasn't offered on any of the TVs you had.
Oh, no, we're on cable network. It's a big rivalry, Ray, believe me.
You're barely on a cable network in Indianapolis.
The most shade Ray could have thrown was, I figured it wasn't on TV.
Look at the disrespect our rivalry gets, Raheem.
It's not the rivalry. It's one half of the rivalry.
Oh. Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
All right.
Let me try to drag us back on track briefly. You actually were talking earlier about what you can impart to the younger guys on special teams. And, you know, it struck me when the team traded for Emmanuel Sanders that he came in as maybe the longest tenured NFL player in the room, certainly on the offensive side of the ball, other than Joe Staley, it feels that way. How much has his effect been felt outside of what we've seen on the field? Because obviously he's made some big third down plays, but I imagine a guy like that changes the locker room somewhat.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, he's had Super Bowl experience, so that's just another guy that, you know, just come on in and help us win. So him being the guy that he is, you know, he's a phenomenal guy. And he goes out there and he works hard, and it shows in the game. Like, you saw that amazing catch between him and Jimmy against the Cardinals at their place on Halloween. That was, you know, he just came to us, what, less than a week, and they already had a great connection. So, I mean, he's definitely boosted, you know, our morale as far as a championship mindset, but also, you know, he's practicing and he's also preaching. So,
Raheem, man, you've called us back twice even after a hang-up, which means you've officially given it the office. Thank you very much. We'll let you go since we know you're much later back on the East Coast. Thank you for joining us. We really do appreciate it. And I got to tell you, one of my favorite things in sports is watching somebody that was underestimated prove everyone wrong. And you're doing that, man. Watching your success, it's easy to root for, even though you're a Boilermaker. Congratulations to you. Keep it up, man.
Hey, I appreciate you guys, man. Thank you guys for having me. You know, keep these conversations going, man. I love it. So, yeah, thank you so much. And, hey, you know, sometimes you got to take an L, and Purdue did, but unfortunately we'll see you next year. So.
Hold that L for a full year. We'll get back to you. Take care, Raheem.
All right. You too. Thank you so much, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.